شو داریم زنش را تک چاپ شده خواست جانه 15-1977
continued.
That question lends itself to the interpretation that it's also a question that according to this thing it's a question of materialism. But how can we explain that on the basis of materialism if he says that even at the time of the nether, even at the time of the nether, he says that so you become a chokhem cannot explain it when you die after you become a shalyan. So then it's not because we don't believe in it. It's chokhem we serve to believe. So it's because it's Moshe Malek. So when is it chokhem able to explain it with Kule that we die after become a shalyan only if he explains it at the time of it? And still he says that Amoretz cannot explain it even at the time of the Nether. In other words, if he says, Kikar Zeh Olai Kicheren, V'ani B'chavei L'chom Yishol Yam, Lo L'chom Yishol Shemayim. So even in such a case, by Amoretz, it requires a Torah. Why? Because we don't believe him. He said it. It's not Shaya to say we don't believe him. He said it. So it's on the basis of Shalom Yom Kodeshi B'nidon. So obviously, later on, so he cannot explain it with Kurei even by Tamut Chochem, even though there is no Shoshan Mishaki. What is it? Because of his special Aloch, because he's Lom Shemalem. So why does he say, So the pshat is in the reason as to why you cannot explain it later on, even with Talmud Chochem cannot explain it later on, because since the presumption is at the time of the Neder, the presumption is that he meant Chom Shemayim, so maybe when he explains it later on that he meant not Chom Shemayim, he meant Chom Keanim, so it's Chom Shemayim. Even though Chom Keanim comes within the Mashmoyes Haloshim, but since at the time he made the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chom Shemayim, so maybe any other interpretation is not right. But if there hadn't been that presumption, later on, if there hadn't been that presumption later on, that originally he meant in regard to the average person, if there hadn't been a presumption in regard to the average person that he meant Chom Shemayim, so then it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev. Why is it Dvorim Shebalev? Dvorim Shebalev it is because before he explained it there, then the presumption was that he meant Chom Shemayim. So maybe even though later on he explains that it's Chom Shemayim, but the case is three has to point out that at the time he took the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chom Shemayim. Because if at the time when he took the Neder, there wouldn't be presumption that he definitely meant Chom Shemayim, so maybe it wouldn't be Chom Shemayim. But why is it Chom Shemayim? So he says, he's, because at the time of the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chom Shemayim. So he says, but he's saying now that he meant Chom Keanim. So he says, since it's possible that he's Chizah now, so the name is Chom Shemayim. But if it wouldn't be possible that the person should be Chizah here, then it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev, because right now he's been punished. But in view of the fact that even though he meant before Chom Shemayim, he still could be Chizah now and say, no, I didn't mean Chom Shemayim. So maybe it's Dvorim Shebalev, but it doesn't mean it's on the basis of not trusting him. He is trying to explain why is it Dvorim Shebalev. If there hadn't been a presumption, if there hadn't been a presumption at the time of the Neder that he meant Chomish Amayim, so then it wouldn't be Dvorah Shebaraya. Where once he is Mivareya, later on that he meant Chomish Amayim. So we would say that the Chiyah Seif Yad Chloset. But in view of the fact that even though he meant at the time of the Neder Chomish Amayim, he still could be Chazer and say, no, I meant Chomish Amayim, so maybe it is Dvorah Shebaraya. But it's not on the basis of the chash, maybe he's lying, according to his sleep. It's on the basis of Roshbeth. So this is what he says. El Arminon, V'yoda, Su Omar, B'shokeyan in the Dabati, V'yibashichinu Bey, El Arminon, Hashi Yerimim Bey, V'yoda Bey, V'yoda Bey, D'yabes Dain D'yochem Yikore, Hadu L'nifush Dait B'chirin Kiyan Yikom Yidam. So Rafiki B'dait B'im Shilisawu Shoshumayim Yoda. So that means there was an Umdel in the Muchach at that time that he meant Chomish Amayim. So any other explanation to the contrary is Dvorah Shebaraya. Why? Because the fact that he is giving that explanation now does not mean necessarily that at the time of the Neder he had that explanation, that meaning in mind. Because it's possible that in spite of the fact that now he's giving this explanation of Chomish Amayim, by the time of the Neder he meant Chomish Amayim. So the meaning is logical. All right, here we go.
Durham Teshvat Hetov Shalom Nechaz, January 17th, 1977, on Tuesday.
But they still could agree with the Alocher of Sophie's Yes Lokir, the Mishnah in Fares, because over there there is a special reason as to why we say Sophie's Yes Lokir. Because Sveiki Homo Mabad. So the Mayor of English, naturally Sveiki in a situation where Sveiki is Homo Mabad. Where Sveiki is Chomish Amayim. So in other words, so in the case of Harei Yosef and Yisri Kriya Zeh Mei Okur, the whole Akumosi Shemitna Pishon. Now the question is, in Tzniga Chineva, so what was his intention? Was his intention to become a Yosef if objectively the Kri has the measure of Mei Okur? Or his intention was to become a Nozio if this crop subjectively has miracle. Now, in the case of Nidia Beneva, so we don't know whether objectively it has miracle. Because that we don't know. And it's not likely to be determined, it's Nidia Beneva. So if we say that the intention or the Mashmoyes Haloshim was that he should be in Nozia if the crop objectively has miracle, some Mele, he has to become in Nozia Misofik, because maybe, even though it's Nidna Beneva, maybe objectively it has miracle. But if his intention or the Mashmoyes Haloshim was that he should become in Nozia if the crop subjectively will have miracle, has miracle. Now subjectively it certainly does not have miracle because it wasn't verified and it's not going to be verified. So the Mele, he's not in Nozio altogether. If his intention or the Mashmoyes Haloshim of Bikri Azeh Miracle is that objectively
he should become an ozer if objectively the kvat has the yoko, so then misofik, he has to observe nizirat. Misofik, he has to observe nizirat. Now, so as far as this case is concerned, of a real ozer in the kriya zem yoko, the whole of what he did not be sure about, so even Rav Shimon will say here, so it is only in ozer misofik, not in ozer b'tiras vada. How could it be in ozer b'tiras vada? After all, we don't know when the ozer b'tiras. So assuming that the intention of the person, the mashmoyes haloshi, of the expression in the b'tiras b'tiras is that as long as objectively the kvap has b'tiras, he should be in ozer. But we don't know whether objectively it has. So even according to Rav Shimon, that he says here, he is only a nozer misofik. So in Mele, that's why even the Rabbonim of the Mishnah who say Stam Yidorim Hachmiya, so in the case of but they could agree with Rav Yehuda who is Matia, because let's say if we are going to say like Rav Shimon, so we only be nozer misofik. So he would never be able to be Migaleach. So in Mele, since he will not be able to bring a call because of this of Humazor, and if he will not be able to bring a call, he will not be able to be Migaleach because he's only allowed to be Migaleach after he brings the call. So it's Veike Chomo Mivadoye. Since it's Veike Chomo Mivadoye, so if you deserve it, we might finish Nazareth. But in the case of Stamidor and Hachmir, it's not Sveike Chomom and Adoei. So then the Rabbonim say that Stam is normal. But the question is, in the case of, so it goes without saying that in the case of so even if we say the Chomer, Sachimer, so long it be not a misoph. But the Shiloh is in the case of the mission of Ariel like Psalmoniah, the Al-Nesach. So, Im Stam is Osa. So, it's Osa B'Teras Vadai or it's Osa B'Teras. So, and then there is a Machlokes Rashi. Now, the Rosh says, Stam is Dolom Hachmir or Perushon Hokil to Leima, Avogad Bekshe Pirish, but as we know Bosa Perushon, Im Stam as we know Yechumret, so it's mashma ben tzibara. Stam haneid yadai tila esriya ben tzibara. But the Russian of the Rosh could be interpreted in the sense that it's an umdek. That it's an umdek. In other words, the intention of the person was less. It's an umdek. Taisvah says, Vimstam Osea, Perushom Ashen Ischavim Stam, Limasha Roshim Masha. Vahashkin Yichel Bechulem Aslis Nishtam Achish, Bein Stam Lahachmir, Bein Perushom Kof. So, Taisvah is only for the Teres Vadai. According to Rosh, it's obviously the Teres Vadai. Because he says, the Stam Hameida Daitiles. Taisvah says that Stam, in Stam Osea, means that if his intention was, Limashmoy Salosh. He didn't tell a specific Kavone. He just had a Kavone to whatever this expression purports to imply. So then it is us. Now, so according to Jesus, it is definitely also Bikira's father. According to the Rosh, it is also also Bikira's father. But it is possible to interpret that there is a machlokes between the Rosh and Jesus. Because according to the Rosh, so it's a Vadai on the basis of a Numden. According to Taisvah, it's a Vadai, not on the basis of a Numden. Because when he doesn't refurbish to the contrary, rehoting. So then, and if he says, if he says that he was mishaving the mashmoyes alosh, so maybe it helps get him. Now, the Kareva says that the Rosh and Teisves are the same sheep. In other words, why does Teisves say that if he was mishaving mashmoyes alosh, so then it is osea. Why is the mashmoyes alosh in the chumre? After all, it's capable of two interpretations. When he says, Harei alaiki psalm oliach, okiyai nesach. So, it's capable of the interpretation of the meaning of psalm oliach shamayim, okiyai nesach shamayim, and it's capable of psalm oliach, okiyai nesach v'avim zot. So, why do we say that if he said he was mishabim the mashmoyes alosh in whatever it implies, whatever connotation it has, so then it is us. But if it's two meanings, the answer is, since it's capable of two meanings, it's capable of two meanings. And Stam HaNeir is title Osea. So the Melee of the person is Mishavim HaMashmoy Yisaloshim. In view of the fact that when a person takes an Eder, his Kabone is Leser, so the Melee of the Mashmoy Yisaloshim is the meaning of whom? So, in other words, this is how the Karameva explains it, and it's a very good pshat. Why the states were saying that if he was mishavim mashmoy yisalosh, so then it is osea, but it has two meanings. So if there hadn't been this fact that stam hanedim is daiter esaya, if there hadn't been this fact of Stam Hanedia, the title essay, so I wouldn't say that when one is Mishavi, Rimashmoy is Aloshi, so Mimele, it should be Lechome. It should be Lechome. Now, what would it be if there hadn't been a Numbe that Stam Hanedia is title essay? If there hadn't been such a Numbe that Stam Hanedia is title essay, and the person would say, whatever psalm oliach means, whatever connotation psalm oliach has, and psalm oliach has two connotations. It has a connotation of psalm oliach of shomayim, and it has a connotation of psalm oliach of Avi Zohar. And he said that I want it should be psalm oliach according to the mashmoyis halosh. But the Mashmoy Saloshin is true. It has a dual meaning. One is just the opposite of the other. And he was mishaving the Mashmoy Saloshin. And in that, so because of the fact that when a person is Nehdeya, so normally it's Daiti Lerseya, Samuel, when he says that he's mishaving the Mashmoy Saloshin, Mashmoy is a worship, so maybe it becomes a son. What's the point then, being this Sundere, that died here as a, so what would it be? And he was mishaving Mashmoy is a worship. Well, there is one Mashmoy is a worship, one connotation we collect, and one connotation we collect. So then what would it be? Then it would be dim sum. In other words, there is such a thing as a dim sum. What does a dim sum mean? The ritual in Yume, that men Zion and Chesed, that Andreyenes is Isofik. Andreyenes is Isofik, so it's not Isofik of his song in here. Tumtum is Isofik, so it's Isofik of his song in here. Because what Tumtum might be is a whole, what Tumtum might be in Cana. In other words, Tumtum Shenikralu can perform an operation upon a Tumtum. So sometimes when an operation is performed upon a tumtum, it turns out to be a male, and sometimes when an operation is performed upon a tumtum, it turns out to be a female. So tumtum is a socket of his only being, and each tumtum might be different. And readiness has both organs, Zachus and Achus. So there is no socket in its ears. And the socket can be in the ritual says is not a socket of his only being. In other words, the Chachomim didn't know what the Torah considers it. I mean, even Eliyahu couldn't be regarded the subject of unbelievers. But what unbelievers? He has the volume of his own. Some may like that gives him the volume of his own. But he has the volume of the cable. So that gives him the volume of the cable. But the two are same as each other. I mean, one is the reverse of the other. One excludes the other. So whenever something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so then it acquires a being something. So it's a being something. And the same thing the Ritva says, Benash Moshes. So it's not that the Chachomim didn't know what the Halacha declares regarding Benash Moshes. What is it? They had a suffix, they didn't remember the Kabbalah in regard to Benash Moshes. Ashmoshes, I mean, this is something that arises every day in this question of the Ashmoshes. The answer is the Halacha, that was the Kabbalah, that since the Ashmoshes in the twilight period, and it's Eyo Vecheisha, Mishtam Shibli Obubye, so to the extent that it is dark, some may it's light, but there is still a reflection of the daylight, of the light, of the rays of the sun, so there is a magicum of daylight too in the twilight period, so it should be day, so it's both, it's day and night, but day is the opposite of night, and night is the opposite of day. So the name of it says, it acquires a being sun. So again, it's a topic that the Leo couldn't be revived. Now, so if there hadn't been the halacha, if there hadn't been a nukdeh, that's tamanita by the Isaiah. So the melee, in the case where a person would say that he was mischaving Mashmoyes Aloshen, what would it be? Would be in Sophie? Because he was mischaving to Mashmoyes Aloshen. So in other words, he said that he was mischaving Mashmoyes Aloshen. He was mischaving to the connotation of Moriah Shamayim, and he was mischaving to the connotation of Moliach Abdizor. So, I mean, one is diametrically opposed to the other. So the male is both. So it would be a insult. But in view of the fact that Stamanida is Daitila Essay, so the male, whenever a person is mishaving Mashmoy Saloshi, it means that he is mishaving to Mashmoy Saloshi no Kore. Truly, it has a dual meaning. But Stamanete is Mishavu Leseya, so the meaning in Mishvet Alosh, it acquires only one meaning, the meaning of Kuma. So it's like it, according to Teitzves and the Losh. Now, from Rashi's Losh, it's Mashma, Stam Nidorim, the Inidea, the Inidea. So it's Mashma that Rashi doesn't apply the Mishnah of Stam Nidorim to the case where he says that he was mishaving Mashmoyes Aloshen. But in Rashi here, it's not Mefurish. However, Rabbi Nabor Minor, so he says, and I think he mentions that in the name of Rashi too. I mean, the real Rashi, I mean, not Mefurish. This Mefurish was based upon Rashi. That's the reason as to why most of the time, so the Rashi here coincides with what Rishayim mentioned the name of Rashi. But sometimes, it does not coincide. Why? Because this, it's called Rashi, in the same way as the Rashi, the Pirush and the Lid is called Rashi. Rashi never wrote a Pirush and the Lid. Not that he couldn't, he probably could. I mean, the Lid was a contemporary of Rashi. I mean, the Rif was a little older than Rashi, but he was still a contemporary of Rashi, and he couldn't read. But the fact is, I mean, that Rashi never wrote it. It's called Rashi and the Rif. Why? Because the one who wrote that Pio underneath based it upon Rashi. And as a matter of fact, most of the time, he even had the Lashon of Rashi. So, this, the Rashi Amidorim, was based upon Rashi's Pirush Amidorim. So, most of the time, so, when Rishayim mentioned Rashi's Shite, so it coincides with the Rashi here, the Mefurish. Sometimes it doesn't. So Rav Yavon, from the Rashi here, it's mashma that he was chayrik on the amtesis and the hosh. And that he says, stam nidon lachmir, the nidea bizinot lachmir, the azlun lechumre. So the hosh means, because sveke the raisa lechumre, that's how it's mashma. The azlun lechumre. If it is, if Rashi Shite had been like the amtesis and the hosh, that it's a badai, because the Mishnah's reference to the case where he was mischavim and mashmoyes aloshim, then Rashi shouldn't use the expression the azlino lechumre. It's not a question azlino lechumre. The expression azlino lechumre implies because of svegi the raisa lechumre, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly. However, of the woman of all, so he says it explicitly. That stam nidon lachmir means has reference to the case where he says eini zocher, I forgot. At that time I was referred, and then later on he says I forgot what I had in mind. I really don't know. So it's the chumra misof. So he says so. I'm not wrong now. And that is Rashi Shite. I mean that Rabbi Avraham Noor mentions. So even though he doesn't mention that Rashi said that, but it's mashma from the Rosh of Rabbi Avraham Noor that was the beer of Rashi. So in other words, it's not like this. So there is a big machlokes. According to Tosfos and the Rosh, if someone says that, so in the case of Ariolai Kipsavoniach, in the case of the Mishnah, and he said that he was mischavim mashmoyes aloshim, so then if he will eat this kikea that in connection with which he said Ariolai Kipsavoniach in the higher mountains. According to Rashi, he will not be Chayim Malkes, because it's based upon, because the Mishnah has reference to the case where he said that he doesn't remember some of it, it's Osea, because of Sveike the Raisa Lechum. Now, but it was not necessarily followed that Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Noor, who applied the Mishnah to the case where he said in his Zohar, that they would be chilek on Tosfos and Rosh Didi. Because you see, according to Tosfos and Rosh, the Mishnah, when it says, Stam Nidon Mahachmir as reference to the case where he took the Nedea and he said that he was mischabing of Hashemoyes Rosh. According to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Noor, the Mishnah is reference to the case where it said that, where it says now that at the time he took the net there, he had a specific intention, but he doesn't remember whether that specific intention was Moviach HaBnisore, or that specific intention was Moviach HaNesach. But it's still possible that in the case where he said that he was Mischav to Mashmoyes HaRoshim, So then, Rashi, Rabbi Avraham Noor would agree with the Shite of Tosfos, except that they don't apply the Mishnah to such a case. But it's possible that in such a case, where a person says he was mischavim mashmoyes aloshim, then Rashi would also agree with Tosfos, except that the Mishnah doesn't discuss that case, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Noor. Now, Tosfos here, the Rav Shimon Eiser, the Mayon Avshir, let's say that, the test of doubt. And that, the Rav Shimon Eiser, the Mayon Avshir is weak. Vim Tena, Heicha Maise Korbonim, Vaalei Chum Vazoi, Vishem Oeim, Vikri Meyoku, Vinale Nachom. So he says, Rav Shimon Eiser, and it's Mashma, Rav Shimon Eiser, and he can fulfill the Nizires. How can he fulfill the Nizires? He cannot fulfill the Nizires. Because after all, true that Rav Shimon holds that Maili Nishnafshe Nisveike, even Bimokim Shesveike Chomo Mevada, so it's still Maili Nishnafshe. Now, the question is, what was the intention, or what was the Mashmoyes Haloshim? What was the intention? Was the Mashmoyes Haloshim? It was the intention of the Mashmoyes Haloshim that he should be Nozir if
objectively the klapas, therefore, or the intention of Mashmoyes Aloshin was that he should be nozir if subjectively, I'm using these expressions, his intention of Mashmoyes Aloshin, in order to explain the Alibe Teisves and Alibe Rashi. Because you see, Alibe Rashi, now the Gemara applies this case, I mean the Gemara tries to equate the case of Arim Gosar Yish Bikri Azem Eoko with the case of the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachman. Now according to Teisves, the case of the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachman, the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachman has reference to the case where he says that he was mischav, he didn't have a specific intention. He was only mischav mashmoy saloshin. So mimele we have to say it follows that the case of Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Azem Eoko, the Olach Mosei Shemit of Shehovat, also has reference where he did not have any specific intention in mind, but he says he was mischave into the Mashmoyes Aloshin. So, and the question is the Mashmoyes Aloshin of Im Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko, im objectively Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko, or im subjectively Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko, according to faces. According to Rashi and Rabbi Nachum in all, that the Mishnah has reference to the case where he says it is Zocho. So since the Gemara equates the price of Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Azem Eoko with the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachmir, so in other words, so the price of Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Azem Eoko must have reference to the same kind of case as the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachmir, according to Rashi and Rabbi Nachum in all, that the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachmir has reference to the case where he says, at the time I took the neder, I knew exactly what I meant, but now I don't remember. I don't remember. So the Mele, the Brise of Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Azem Eoko, the Olach Motzi Shemikom Shehovat, also has reference to the same case, where he says, at the time when I took the neder, I knew exactly what I meant. Whether I meant Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Azem objectively Eoko, or Arim Nozer Yisbarer Sheyish Bikri Azem Eoko. I knew, but now I don't remember. I suffered a lapse of memory. I don't remember what specific intention I had. I mean, it's not shayach to say that the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachmir has referenced one case and the price of Arim Nozer Yish Bikri Eoko has referenced another case. Because the Gemara equates one of the other. And then the Gemara says there is a difference because here it's Tzvei Chomo Mevada, here it's not Tzvei Chomo Mevada. So, but it must, both must be understood in the same context, not in different contexts. So that's the reason as to why I say, I mean, in explaining the mission, the price of Arim Nozer Im Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko, V'Olach Motzei Shemit of Shehovat. So the question is whether his intention was that he should be Nozer if objectively there will be Meyokur in the club, or his intention was that he should be Nozir if subjectively, if it will be Nisbarer, that there is Meyokur in the club. In other words, according to Rashi and Rabbi Nachum, we have to say that. According to the Rosh, according to Tesis and the Rosh, so we have to say that the Shaila, the Machlekes, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is as to whether when a person says Harim Nozer Im Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko, whether the Mashmoyes Alosh implies Harim Nozer Im Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko objectively, or the Mashmoyes Alosh is Harim Nozer Im Yesh Bikri Azem Eoko subject. So Tesis and Rakashi, we take Heche meise kobonet, val lichum bazoi, vishemo im bichri meyoku, vina nedacho. Now it's mashma, Rav Shimon Eiseir, and in other words, he has to report himself like a nozir. What are the dinim of nozir? So he counts, let's say, 30 days, and within the 30 days, he refrains from gilua, he refrains from he refrains from Tumas Meisim, from Tumas Meisim, from Shias Yai, and then after he completed this cycle of Nisiretz, this mean of Nisiretz, so then he has to bring three kopones and be Migalech. So Mashmoy Saloshi of Rav Shimon Eitzel means that he is Neid Nisiretz. So the teacher says, the Kashi, how can Rav Shimon say Eitzel? In other words, he has to follow up the din of Nisiretz. To Nisiretz, in other words, he should refrain from certain things for 30 days, then bring the kopones and be Migalech. But Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, so it doesn't make any difference whether he had a specific intention and he doesn't remember, or he did not have a specific intention and his intention wasn't Mashmoyes Alosh. Teitz Veshita happens to be that he did not have a specific intention and that the intention was Mashmoyes Alosh. But whether he had a specific intention or he didn't have a specific intention, in this particular case of Arini Nozem Yim, Kriyazem Yoko, he couldn't be Nozemata. Because let's say that he had a specific intention, he doesn't remember. So how could it be Nozer Pater? Maybe the specific intention was that he should be Nozer only if subjectively there will be a Meiko. So even if Papishvai is Galia, there was Meiko, but it wasn't Misbara subjectively. It wasn't Misbara, so maybe it couldn't be Nozer. And if he didn't have a specific intention, and his intention wasn't Mashmoyes Alosh, so let's say that according to Rav Shimon, it means objectively. But we don't know how it is objectively, because it was Nigra forever. So he couldn't be Nozer Badai, so according to Rav Shimon, he could only be Nozer Sofi. Still, Rav Shimon Eiseir, the term Eiseir implies, he deports himself like a Nozir, like any other Nozir. What does it mean, like any other Nozir? At the end of 30 days, he'll bring kopones. How can he bring kopones? Maybe it's Klapishmai, it's Galiyah, that there was no Meyoko. So maybe he was not a Nozir, so he's maybe Chum Lazor. That's the discussion. Yesh Rima, Shenedar Al-Nai, Yesh Rima Yoko, Rahim Nozir. So when Rav Shimon is Eisei, Rav Shimon says, we advise him to take another letter. He already took one letter. So on the score of that first letter, so then... He's bound on the score of the first nether, so he's bound himself. But in order to avoid problems, and after all, he'll be in trouble if he doesn't take another nether, because then he'll never be able. Since in Nisotik, and the halacha is that in Nozir, even after he completed the minyan of Nisiris, whether it's 30 days, 100 days, or 2 years, 5 years, once he completes the minyan of Nisiris, so he has to bring it home, and then he's allowed to be denied. But here, since it's Nisotik to him, as far as the first nether is concerned, so it's Nisotik because he doesn't know whether Klav Ishmael is Galiyah, that the crop had Meyoko or not, and he cannot bring the korban because of Chum Lazorah. So the Meyle will never be allowed to be the Galeach, and until he brings the korban, he is Oseh in Ruach, and he is Oseh in Shias Yayim, Oseh in Tumas Meisim. So he will be in trouble for the rest of his life. So the Meyle, Shimon Eiseh means, we advise him. Now since you have to be Neid Nisiretz anyway, so you better take another letter. And it's not. And you say in the other letter, so you should say like this. Im bim hoyo meyoko. So Arini was here, so Arini was here from before. And im bikriyazeh loyo meyoko.
Sarim not a dog. So I'm becoming now a Nozer. So then, and then you have to count, of course, 30 days from the second Neder, because he will not be able to bring the Korban once 30 days elapse as of the time he took the first Neder. Let's say the first Neder he took Aleph v'Nissan, and now it's already the 10th of Nissan. So when it's here, the beginning of here, he cannot bring the Korban, because maybe there was no Meyoku. So Memele, if there was no Meyoku, so he was not in Ozia. So Memele is maybe Chul Azor. He's maybe Chul Azor, so he has to wait until 30 days will elapse as of the second Neder. And the second Neder, he'll make up night. So he says, V'yesh lo ima ashe nidra of night. Im yesh bo Meyoku harin in Ozia. V'im lav harin in Ozia midom. Alright. Almele Rav Shimei ma'ar nafshu mitzvei. Umas nissen, so the Gemara at first said, umas nissen, the stam don't have me, misuk me rapshin. The dentist said, vintina, vali rapshin, we have no ze vada, you have no ze misofi. We saw it last night, in order to be able to follow up the dream of Nizinas to bring the covenant to be Megaleach after the meeting. To take another letter of Nizira Saniknai, which all of us is in Yishviku, I was Maslis in Kotone Osea, Bivani Koma, Gantil Maukes, you see, because Tesis Lishitose, the Tesis says that the mission of Stam Dom Achmer's reference to the case where he didn't have a specific intention, and his intention was Limashmoy Salosh. So in Mele we say that since Stamanida is Daitel Esei, so the Mashmoy Saloshim is only the Chumre connotation, not the Kole connotation. If not for Stamanida, Daitel Esei, then it would be Dinsov. But since Stamanida is Daitel Esei, so the Kole connotation is eliminated. So there is only one connotation in the Mashmoy Saloshim. So he's a Vadai. It's a Vadai letter. So he may be Chayav Malkes too. But here he cannot be Chayav Malkes. On the score of the first letter, he cannot be Chayav Malkes. Avu Maslis Kudon Osa Bevani Koma. Gamkil Malkes, do me a diktonika Mishol Shomayim Noda. Osa, do Osa Vadai Koma. How does the Texas know that when the Mishnah says Osa, Stam don't hachmir, it's osea. So he says, Vim stam osea, it means osea viteras vada yichayu vim malkes, because the same term osea is mentioned if he says explicitly, Vishal shomayim noda, osea. There it's certainly chayu malkes. So the male when he says stam noda is osea, it also means chayu malkes. But by Shimon osea, it's not chayu malkes, it's only misotu. Unless it is not a letter of Nisiris, I don't mind. But as far as this letter of Nisiris is concerned, so Osaveya is only Mitirosophic. Amasis Kutan Osa, Mivanikom, Gavgumalti, Mitorik, Amishashmai, Yodavosa, Dosomosa, Vanikom, Vyesh Leima, Dimasnis, Nikin, Nedavada, Elushun, Nedavloshin, Dimashma, Isa, Vehete. Amolhoche, Haneda, Vehim, Nedavada, Vishemo, Eim, Kri, Meyoko. So he says, the Masnis Nikin Edavada, Elojehu Neidia Beloshein, the Mashma Isa Beheta. Now the question arises, you see, that's a raya from this Teisves, that the Pshat of the Karaneo in Teisves is a correct one, is sound. Because if you adapt the Karaneo's Pshat in Teisves, the Teisves Pshat is based upon the Rosh Pshat. So then we can understand. So he says, V'yesh lo maslis nikin edavada, elo shiru neida v'loshin dimashma yisa v'heta. Now the question is, and Teisve says that he was mischav.
Mashmoyis Aloshni is Dua. It has a Mashmoyis of Hisea, it has a Chumre connotation, and it has a Kule connotation of Heter. So why is it Vadar? Let it be in Sofik. The answer is because Tamanide is Daitel Eseya, not that Daitel Hatia. Because Lahatia, why does he have to talk? Let him keep quiet. So the fact that a person talks, so that eliminates the Kule connotation. The Kule connotation. So the only connotation that is left is the Chumre connotation. So merely it's rather. Masha Abu Hoche, Haneder Eden Edavadai, the Shemoyim Mikrimeo Kul, because here he himself made the Chaleis of his Nizires contingent upon the fact that there is no Kul. So even if we say that Stam Nidorim is Lachachmir, but it still is up. It's still is up. All right. Vim keima, vim keima, midame hode rabshim, mena na masnisn. Di masnisn ane la vadai, vi hoche ane la sofik. Vi yesh lai ma adohe, oma. Vi rabshim ane isia, au me afimu vene da sofik. Mi sofik neitu le chumre. Kol shkun, vi masnisn, she ane da habe vadai me da, she teipsin, chema mashmoiz. She chema mashmoiz, teipsin, chema mashmoiz. In an word, so this kashi is more abshach. If in the case of the Mishnah is in the Rabbat, and in the case of the Braise, so in the connotation that is left, that is not eliminated, is the Chumre connotation. That engage with Kriya Zem Meyokul means objectively there is Meyokul. But we still don't know. So even though the Kule connotation is eliminated, and the only connotation that remains is the Chumre connotation, but even if from the point of view of the Chumre connotation, that the Mashmoy Saloshi of engage with Kriya Zem Meyokul means if objectively there is Meyokul in this cloud. But we don't know whether objectively. So maybe it doesn't be something. But there is an equation between the case of the Mishneh and the case here of the Chayim. Right. Now, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Nahor, so there is no kasha at the very outset. Because even in the case of the Mishneh, it's only something. So here too, in the case of the Braise, of Achim Nozir Engage with Kriya Zem Yokur, it's also something. Now, we discussed last time, and the time that the Shia before, we discussed the Ram. That the Ram accepts the Girsay, the Girsay, Eloi Kashi, Hokashi, Sofik Mashkin, Tami, Tomel, Tamakhil, Toya, the Gradmea, Behino, Yerablaz, Arena, Kibor. In other words, that the Mishneh is quoting here, not the Loshna Mishneh, that the Gemara is quoting. Not the Loshna Mishneh in the Talmud of Tares, but it's quoting the Loshna Braise of the Tisep. And so the Ran explained it. So the Ran explained it. He says, so he said, Hakati Kashi, Rablezer, the Oma behaved to Masmash in the Rabono, Kiliktoni to Mash Kurika, Vafloch was a Biskai in the Hum, Kiliktoni, the Hino, Rablezer, Kibo, Valo, the Ides of Mash Kuritami Tommy. יש לי מדוח פה, ויש לי מיח, סופים זה לא הכל מסיק, כי הרבה זה לא יקש. דיק, אני מן מדרב לזה, אנחנו בסוף יקע, פול ברבונו. אבל כאילו דאמו לסוף מזה לא הכל מבלזה, היא נעידה בקדושה בו בדיעודו, איך עדיף את תום דרבונו, אף על פי שיפול מלאו, מניסים אז דהירה איסה, אף על פי שיפו בדיעודו. ואודו. So we explain that it means, in other words, איביש לימי, if we say, that that according to Shmuel, Shmuel says that Dochin is mitame achir, aber tu besatzmo yesh bani d'aise. So in Meile we can understand, so there is no stir. Because we can understand this why the same Rabbeza, on one hand, in respect to Tibas Mashkin mitame, where it is Sofik d'aise, he says that it's lechume. And in Sofik Niziras he says Mikule. Why? Because Sofik Mashkin is a Sveke Deraise. So the general rule is that Sveke Deraise is Lechumre. But with Deraise, it's Lechumre only with the Sofik. But here the Chachomim or Misakei, that it should be Lechumre with the Svadai. But the basis for the Lechumre with the Svadai is the fact that even without the Rabbanon, so it's we have to be chayshish lechumre. Mashiim came regarding Sofik Niziras, even though Niziras is also involved in Israel, I say. But there is a special Zerasakosum of Tiyafi that we can be tailored on. In any case where there is a Ktsasi Choch Likum. And here, the fact that when the Ayolim is Nafshli Sveiki, it's not a Choch Igmure, but a Ktsasi Choch it is. So we are tailored on. This is how the Ran explains. But Mashiim came, if we say, according to Rav, that Tumas Mashkin Arzmon is on the Rabbonon, and still Rav Leza says that even vis-a-vis the Rabbonon, where the general rule is that Tzveki the Rabbonon is Likule, we do not have to be Cheshish Lechumre, we can be Tinel Hokim. So here, the Chachomim were Machmir, so certainly in regard to Sofik Nisimes, the Tzveki the Raise, even though with the Raise there is no Aloch of the Chumre, but if Rav Leza holds that we have to be chayshish lechumre in regard to the Rabbonon, so we certainly should. That with Rabbonon we should be chayshish lechumre in regard to his making the rise of Nisiris. This is how he explains. Now, so if we say that the Ran agrees with the pshat of Rashi and Rabbi Avraham in Oho, that the Gemara, the Mishnah of Stam Yidom Bach, will Stam Oseh. So is the Tirasofik, in other words, we have to be Cheshish Lachmir, as Rashi says, Lachmir Dazir Lechumre, not that the Bashmir Saloshin is, with Tirasvadai. But that it's a Sofik, and we have to Cheshish Lechumre, so we can understand the Kasha of the Gemara against Reb Leza. Against Reb Leza, Ali with the Rabbi. So, see Reb Leza. Now, the Gemara equated, you see, the Mishnah of Stam Nidorim Lahachmi, which is with Tirasofik according to the Rabbi. So, according to the Rabbi. Like Rashi. And Rabbi Avraham in all. So since the Gemara at first said that the Tanya of the Mishnah of Stam Yidom Lahachmir represents the view accords with the view of the Rabbonim of Reb Leza. And the Mishnah in Tares, Gerdal Tares of Nisras Lokel, accords with the view of Reb Leza. So the Gemara is, according to Rab, how can you explain this theory in Reb Leza? There is a theory in Reb Leza. On one hand, Reb Leza says, is Cheshish Lechumre, even in the Rabbonon of Tumas Mashkin, where the general rule is, that in Yatim Lokil in the Rabbonon. So here, he is Cheshish Lechumre, even in the Rabbonon, so he goes Lechumre, even vis-a-vis the Rabbonon of Tumas Mashkin Atzmon, and on the other hand, so even vis-a-vis Sofik Nisiras is Sveke de Reise, he is not Machmirim with Rabbah. So he says Sofik Nisiras no. So that is all right if the Ran's Pshetshite is like Rashi Rabbi Avraham in Oho. That when the Mishnah says Tamidon Machmir, it's on the basis of Sofik. Because Sveke de Reise Rechum. So then he can ask this question. But if the Mishnah, if the Ran's Shite had been that the Pshat is Tamidon Machmir, is like the Teisves and the Rosh, that it's not a question of the chumre, of being cheshish, but the mashmoy is aloshin is the chumre. So what kind of a kash is it here? So in other words, so since the pshat in the Mishnah of Stamidor Mahachmir means that the mashmoy is aloshin is the chumre, vimadai, so memele, the rabbonon of Reblezer, in regard to Hamagdish Hayosi Ubeemke, whether Hikdish is a kli, or Lo Hikdish is a kli, is also it's not a question of something, you see. Because if Stam Yidon Mahachmir is B'tiras Vadai, so when the Rabbonon say, Hamadish Hayose Ubemte, Hignish is Akvi, it's also B'tiras Vadai. You see, if the Pshat in Stam Yidon Mahachmir is like Rashi Rav Avraham Inor, and Stam is Lahachmir is Misofik, so when the Rabbonon say, Hignish is Akvi, it's also Misofik. So then he can ask the question. But according to Teitzves, that standing on the Hachna means that Mashmoy is a wash, it's Vadai. So Mele, since the Gemara now equated the Tanya of the Mishnah of standing on the Hachmir with the Rabbon of Reblezer, Hamagdish Hayosi went to English is a Kvi, so English is a Kvi also means Mashmoy is a wash. So in other words, so then the Gemara was saying that since the expression, since the expression, one says, "Harini magdish halosi ubenti," halosi ubenti. So the question is whether the mashmoyes aloshin of halosi includes kri, or it doesn't include kri. So memele. So according to the Rabbanon, hiddish is a kri. In other words, the mashmoyes haloshin, since it's mayor inish, naturally speaking, so it's the derech of a person to involve himself in his offering, so mainly the loshin of chayo includes sofik chayo. The loshin of behemo includes sofik behemo. So the teresvada in the mishmat loshin it includes sofik chayo, sofik behemo. It includes kli. It includes kli. So mainly, and the rabbonon say no. In the mishmat loshin it does not include kli. So what has it to do with something mashmoy tami? There is a question whether we have to be cheshish or we don't have to be cheshish. So it's a raya that the Ram's shite is like Rashi and Navon, no, not like Tesis and Rosh. Not like Tesis and Rosh. Now, there is one difficulty in the explanation I mentioned last time, and the Ram, and the Shidduch Kubetzes and the Miri. Now, the Shidduch Kubetzes and the Miri, so mainly it follows that the Shidduch Kubetzes and the Miri, who explain this Gemara, or the Michal Yishmuel Dom Adochen Lutami Acherim, Avot Tumas Atzmon, Yeish Ben Shabna, because if Tumas Atzmon is Tumem Midraise, so mainly there is no Stira in Divrei Reblezer. So even though Iligabe Tumas Mashkin, so Rav Lezer says that we have to be Chayshish Lechumre, we have to be Chayshish Lechumre, and Ligabe Nozir, so we are not Chayshish Lechumre, we are Tilel Kule, so because there is a special Zasakosu. There is a special Zasakosu of Kiyafu. So in other words, Kiyafu means if it's clear, but if it's not clear, we do not have to be Chayshish. It's not in the Cheshish. So, according to Shin Kubetzes, and according to Shin Kubetzes, and according to the Miri, he looks at it to say that the Pshat is standing on the Hachmir is the Teresophic. Because if the Shin Kubetzes and the Miri would agree with the Shita of Teisves that Stam is the Hachmir, is the Hachmir, is the Teresvadai, because he was mishaven to Mashmoy Saloshin. So what kind of a kashi is it? I mean, so they are by Kvi when Reb Lezer says When Reb Lezer says loyish zakri, it's not a question of being cheshish lechumra or being cheshish legulet. But because in mashmoy is alosh, it's not included. Because in mashmoy is alosh, when someone says chayo, he means something that is mivura as a chayo. He doesn't mean, he doesn't imply, he doesn't include something that is dubiously a chayo or dubiously behe. So mimele. So what has it to do? So what has it to do with sofik mashkim itame? There is a question whether we are cheshish lechumre or we are not cheshish lechumre. So we have to say that both the Miri and the Shemin Kubetzes, they agree with the pshat of Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Minor that stamim don lahachmir is not iteras vaday. But it's a sofik. We don't know what his intention was. He had a certain specific intention. But now he doesn't know what his intention was. What his intention was. And as a matter of fact, the Rav Amiri explains it explicitly. He said, Stam lehachmir means, if the neidah, let's say, suppose he asked the kikir on somebody else. And he said, that kikri also, let's say, Reuben said to Shimon, kikri also olecho kipsam oliach. Okay, and then he said it to Shimon. So it's Osar and Shimon. And then Reuben disappeared, he left town. He mentions that. So that's a case of Stam Bahachmir. So we see that the Miri explains it in that sense. In other words, that we don't know what his specific intention was. What his specific intention was. Alright. Now, so there is one difficulty in that shot of the Miri and the Shiv Kubetzes and also in the Ram, the way we said. There is a Mishnah in Dushin. Well, we have to... No, first of all, the Mishnah... First, there is a Mishnah that Samer Omedale in Midor, at the beginning Yayin Shanitei, that Samer Omedale, at the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says as follows. At the end of the Mishnah. Now, if someone says, Kedem Yayin, Ada Pesach, he asks Yayin up to Pesach, until Pesach, Oser Achi Yagir. So in other words, he becomes Oser till the first night of Pesach. But after the first night of Pesach, from the first night of Pesach on, he's allowed to drink wine. Because he specified Kenim Yayin Ada Pesach. Ada Pesach. So Ada Pesach Oser Achi Yagir. So he's only Oser Yayin until Pesach. Achi Hei. Suppose he says Kenim Yayin Achi Hei Pesach until it will be Pesach. So that has the connotation Achi Hei. In other words, that he should be Oser Yayin until the conclusion of Pesach. Until the conclusion of Pesach. Until Achrei Shel Pesach. Or, suppose he says, At Pnei HaPesach. Kinim Yayin alive at Pnei HaPesach. Until when is he Oser Yayin? Is he Oser Yayin until the beginning of Pesach? Or is Oser Yayin until the expiration of Pesach? Reb Meir Meir Oser Achi Yagir. So according to Reb Meir, if he said Kinim Yayin at Pnei HaPesach, so he's Oser up to the beginning of Pesach. Reb Yisei Meir Oser Achi Yagir. Reb Yisei Meir Oser Achi Yagir. Alright, now. So then the Gemara Daf Samachalef Omud Aleph, the second line from the end of the Omud. Ada Pesach. Remember, so the deal say in the Mishnah is that if he says Ada Pesach, so Reb Meir says at Pnei HaPesach, so Reb Meir says Achi Yagia until the beginning of the Pesach, and Reb Yisi is Ma, so Reb Meir is Meikil, and Reb Yisi is Ma. So the Gemara says Remember, Reb Meir, so Ba Loi Me'ayu Mishnah Seikil. Reb Meir is Meikil, and he says. is of Yosem Yain up to the beginning of Pesach. But from the beginning of Pesach, he's allowed to drink wine. Why he says, because when he says, after all, Pesach is 7 days, 8 days, and in Yat Soil 7 days, in Chutzlar it's 8 days, he says, Atnei Pesach. So what does it mean? Does it mean the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day? So all the days are mutar b'sofek, but one day is not mutar b'sofek. And that is that he certainly will be osir up to the first day of Pesach. That is beyond question. As to whether he means at Pesach, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, so that is mutar b'sofek. But one thing is beyond any doubt, and that is that he certainly is osir according to his neder up to the first night of Pesach. So Rameya holds he's only osir up to the first night of Pesach, because since there is an ambiguity in his expression, so a person doesn't want to aser upon himself something that is mutar b'sofek. So in other words, he only wants to aser upon himself something that is clear beyond the shadow of a doubt. So what is the amount of days, the number of days that is beyond the shadow of doubt up to the first night of Pesach? This number of days is beyond the shadow of a doubt. But from the first day of Pesach up to the eighth day of Pesach is an area of doubt. So he's only osir up to the first day of Pesach. He says that he osir yayin up to the last day of Pesach. So the mile in Mishnah Rashi is saying, "V'reminu mi sheyesh lo ishtei kitei bolis mishtei noshim v'yom akidashti es biti hagdeilo v'ein hideya im deilo shebikdeilis im deilo shebiktaneis." It's in Mishnah Yidush. That's some about it. V'im deilo she, in other words, he has shtei kitei bolis mishtei noshim. So he has, let's say, two daughters from the first wife, and he has two daughters from the second wife. And then he was mikabel dushin. Kidash is bite agdelo, the big daughter. Now, what does it mean, the big daughter? When idea im gdelo shebigdeleis, im gdelo shebigdeleis. In other words, im gdelo shebigtanis. Whether he meant the oldest daughter to the first wife, or he meant Gdeilo Shebiktanis, or he meant the oldest daughter from the second wife, or perhaps he meant the youngest daughter from the first wife, so she can also be called Deilo, because she is older than the youngest daughter to the first wife is older than the oldest daughter, not only than the youngest daughter of the second wife, but even then the oldest daughter of the second wife, to the second wife. So, in the day of the deal, Shemik Deilis, in the deal, Shemik Tanis, in the time of Shemik Deilis, Shemik Deilim Nagdeil. So, Kulon, so he says, Kulon Asurei, Chutz Minaktan Shemik Tanis, Dimer Rabbe. So, Kulon Asurei, Chutz Minaktano Shebiktanis, Dimer Rab Meir, Rabbi Yisei Meir Kulon Betonis. And the only one that requires a get from him is the Gdeiro. So, Kulon Betonis, Chutz Minakdeiro Shebiktanis. So what's the term of Rab Meir? Rab Meir says Kulon Asurei. Now, there is one woman, one daughter of his that is, so he says, Chutz min haktanah shebiktanis. And Rabbi Yitzchak says, Kulo mitoreis, Chutz min hagdilo shebigdeleis. Because Dilo shebigdeleis certainly can be called there. I mean, she's the oldest one. The oldest one to the first wife. She's the oldest. So we see that Rabbi Yitzchak holds loy ma'ayim in nishtafshel zveikim. And in other words, so since he used that kind of an expression that might include with the Rasopi other bodies, but one bas certainly could be called the Egdeiro, that's the Egdeiro Shem Egdeiro is, so Mimele, she's the only one that is Asur. She's the only one that I saw. The others are Mutoris. Why? Because Rabbi Yitzchak holds Loi Ma'ayim in Nishnap Shel Sveikim. So we see just the Hefech, in other words. So from the Mishnah going, it appears that Rabbi Meir holds Loi Ma'ayim in Nishnap Shel Sveikim. And Rabbi Yitzchak holds Ma'ayim in Nishnap Shel Sveikim. And from the Mishnah in Kedushin, it appears just with the verse. So Omar Rav Chanine, Barav Dine, Omar Rav, Muchlefes Hashim. In other words, we have to reverse the lotion, the order in the Mishnah Nidor. In other words, we should read at Pnei Pesach. So at Pnei Pesach. So Rav Meir Eimer Achiyitzei Oser Achiyitzei Rav Yisi Eimer Oser Achiyagi. Why? Because Rav Yisi holds Loi Ma'ayim Nishnaf Shel Tzveikei. And Loi Ma'ayim Nishnaf Shel Tzveikei, and Rabbi Yisi holds and Rabbi Yisi holds Loi Ma'ayim Nishnaf Shel Tzveikei, and Rabbi Meir holds Ma'ayim Nishnaf Shel Tzveikei. Now the Rashba as the Kashi, as the Kashi. Now here we pass in that machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah Dorim in connection with the case or the Matnei Pesach. So we pass considered the Gemara was Machlef Ashites. So Rabbi Yisi is the one who says, the Rabbi Yisi is the one who says, Achiya after the Machlef Ashites, Oster Achiya Giyat. So we pass like Rabbi Yisi. And in the Machlekes, in the Mishnah Dushin, we pass like Rabbi Yisi, that if he says, Kiddashtes Biti Hagdeilo, so then, kulam mitoreis, chutzunam biloshem deilis. While loy ma'ayil inish nafshin isveiki. Loy ma'ayil inish nafshin isveiki. And here we pass not like Rav Lezer Reb Tzodek, but we pass like the Rabbon and the Mishneh, that stand on Nachmi. So that the Rashba's kasha here in the Kedushim. So the Rashba gives a very simple terms. And the Rashba says, that the Rashba says that the reason as to why we pass on like Rabbi Yisi, the reason as to why we pass on like Rabbi Yisi, or that why we pass on like Rabbi Yisi, Kiddashtes Biti, so Agdelo, so only the Gdelo Shem Gdelis is Asur. But because the Gdelo Shem Gdelis certainly could be referred to as the Gdelo. And the other bodies are not asuris, is because loy ma'ayim nishnaf shel tzveikei, because over there it's the suffix is homom in the bottom. Because if we say that the other bodies are also asuris, so then all of them are asuris. But if we say that he only had in mind the Gdevashim Gdeleis, so only the Gdevashim Gdeleis requires a get. So Sveikei is Homo Mevadai. So, in other words, we pass like Chovet. And Chovet says that the Tanna of the Mishneh can agree with Rabbi Yehuda as well. And the only business why Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of Arim Nozer Mish, Mishri Azem Yokur, Bolach Moshe Shinidom Shova, so it's Matia because they are Sveikei Homo Mevadai. Mashenki in the case of our mission of standing on the Hachmir, so it's not Seike Chomom Vadai, so we say Lechumre. But over there, we say Lechumre. Loi Ma'ayim Nishnaf Shel Tzveikei, because it's Seike Chomom Vadai. Alright, so that's in regard, so this is how the Rashba answers that Kashm. Now, the Rambam, the Roshna Rambam,
kritische Rashi durch sein Auge gemacht. Na, der Rambam in der Tessel Chesishes. Perfektes mit das Halacha Tes. Mische Jeschlei steiki te bonis, mischtei noshi, vi chulom vi oshuse, vi kiti shachas mehen, u vi shas agdush noma li baal, ki dashti lo ocha es biti agdeilo. Afal pishe Jeschlei ma, shem ogdeilo she bigdeilo is kiti shloi, o ideilo she bigtane is, o iktano she bigdeilo is, she igdeilo min agdeilo she bigtane is, nagdeilo she bigtane is, hau kulom vi toiz, chutz min agdeilo she bigdeilo is, שיהי לבד העם קודשת, וכן אם קידש ביטי הקטן, עודד ועד הקיץ, למשת. אף על פי שיש לו אימא, שמו קטנו שבקטנו, יסו קטנו שבקטנו, יסו קטנו שבקטנו, יסו קטנו מן הקטנו שבקטנו, הרי כולו מתורץ, חוץ מן הקטנו שבקטנו, ויהי לבד העם קודשת, שמשמע ביטי הגדלו, שאין בבני, שמשמע ביטי סינצי סייז, Kilashti bitei agdeilo. So the mashmoyes of that expression, bitei agdeilo, shemashma, the connotation of bitei agdeilo, she'ein mibneis agdeilo mimeno, umashma, the connotation of bitei agtano, she'ein vehem ktano mimeno. Ktano mimeno. So the Rambam spells it out here. Now, in the case of the Mishneh, stam dom lachmi, we have a machlokes v'sheinim. What does it mean? Stam is lachmi. Also, does it mean that he had a specific intention and he says, "Eini zochor ivan"? I don't remember. As Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Nahor explain, and as Ran explained, and the Miri explains, Shimkubet says, "Oh, it means that he was he didn't have a specific intention. He was mischavei lemashmoyis alosh." As states in the Rashi. So, now, we could explain the Mishnah. We could explain that the Mishnah in Nidor, Daf Samachalev, also the same in two ways. In other words, that when the Mishnah says in Nidor, At Pnei Pesach, so Remeir Eimeir, Oser Achieitze, Rabbi Yisi Eimeir, Oser Achieagia, so according to Tetzves and the Rosh, that he explains the Mishnah of Stanley Don Lachmir. So he applies it to the case where he had a specific intention and now he's not Zoho, he doesn't know, he doesn't remember. So here too, the Machlekes at Rameir and Rabiez also has reference to that case where he had a specific intention. In other words, at that time he knew what he meant, whether he meant he should be Osar Yayin up to the beginning of Pesach, or he meant he should be Osar Yayin up to the conclusion of Pesach. He knew what he meant, but now he doesn't remember. And the same thing would be of the Mishneh in Gdushin. Daf Samadalet. In other words, when he says, Mishi yesh le shtei kitei bonis, mishtei noshim, v'yom ha-kidashti es bite agdeilo, v'eini yedeya, even though the loshin is v'eini yedeya, im deilo shebigdeilo is, im deilo shebigtane is. So it could be interpreted in both ways, eini yedeya. Eini yedeya because I forgot, or eini yedeya because I did not have any daughter of mine in mind in particular. I had mine, lifi mashmoy zalosh, that's what they need they are. So it seems reasonable that according to Tesis and Rosh that the Mishnah here has reference to the case where he didn't have any specific intention, but he had the kavone with Mashmoye Saloshin, and since the Gemara bases the din of the Mishnah on the question was whether Maya Linish Nafshin is fake or not, and the Gemara Daf Samachalev again bases the din, the Machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yisi in Daf Samachalev and in Dushin Daf Samadalev on the question is whether Maya Linish is fake or not. So just as here it has reference, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he didn't have a specific intention. So there too, it has reference, Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, Das Amar Chalev in Nidorin, and Reb Meir and Reb Yossi, Das Amar Dalet in Dushin, have reference to the case where he didn't have a specific intention, where he was mischaving of Hashem Yisrael. Then, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham and Or and the Miri and the Ram, who say that the Mishnah here has reference to the case where he had a specific intention, but he is not Zocho, and since the Gemara explains this din of the Mishnah on the basis of my Mishnah Afshel Yisveike or not my Mishnah Afshel Yisveike. So, and the Gemara, the Samachalef Nidorin explains the Machlekes Rameyah and Rabiesi, the Samachalef Nidorin, and Machlekes Rameyah and Rabiesi, the Samachalef Nidorin, also on the basis of the question as to whether we say, my Mishnah Afshel Yisveike or not. So just as here, it means, it has reference to the case where he had a specific intention, but he's not Zocho, so when there too, it has reference to a case where he had a specific intention, but he's not Zocho. I mean, this, it follows logical. Now, the Rambam, here, he doesn't say explicitly, but the Pashtus Haloshon, and as the Kerneiro assumes, since the Rambam, the Pashtus Haloshon of the Rambam, in Hilchos Nidorin, in connection with Stam Nidorin L'Hachmer, is that he's Mitiras Vada. So since he's Mitiras Vada, so obviously the Rambam applies the Mishnah of Stam Nidorin L'Hachmer to the case where he didn't have a specific intention, where he was mischavim l'mashmoyis haloshon. But in respect to the Mishnah in Kedushin of Samadalet, to the Rambam passed on this thing in the Kesemil Chesishet, Halochetes, there the Rambam spells out that it's a question of Mashmoyis Haloshon. It's not a question of intention. Because he spells it out, Harim Kulo Mitoris, Chutzin Agdeilo Shebegdeilis, Shilivadam Kadeshis. And then he says, in the second case, Haikul Mitoris, Chutzin Aktana Shebegdeilis, Vilivadam Kadeshis, Shemashma Bite Hagdeilo, Shemashma, the connotation, Shemashma Bite Hagdeilo, Shein Bidneis of Deilo Mimeno, Umashma Bite Haktano, Shein Bohem Ktano Mimeno. So he spells it out explicitly that it's a question of Mashmoyis Haloshon. So in other words, it's a passage like Rabbi Yossi, because according to Rabbi Yossi, so Mashma Bite Yadelo, the connotation of the expression Bite Yadelo is what Deilo? The Deilo Shein Deilo Mimen. And what's the connotation, the ordinary connotation of Ktano? Shein, the young daughter means the youngest daughter. So here he spells it out. So, but that does not mean that according to the Rambam, the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, that the kiddushti is biti when you do a hizik kiddushti, whether a kiddushti is biti agdeilo when you do a hizik kiddushti in biti agdeilo shemigdeila is or agdeilo shemigtane is or iktano shemigdeila is. So Rabbi Yossi says that the only daughter that is osea is the gdeilo shemigdeila is. So it doesn't mean that according to the Rambam, the halacha of Rabbi Yossi would be limited only to the case where the father says, I was mechaveh to the Mashmoyis Haloshon. No. According to the Rambam, since the Mashmoyis Haloshon of Deilo Stam means Deilo Shebeg Deilis, so even if he'll say, Kiddashti es Bitadeh. And then he'll say, I didn't mean the Devashim Zilitz. I had in mind the Devashim Zilitz, Oktanashim Zilitz, not Devashim Zilitz. So according to the Rambam, Shite, so the Devashim Zilitz will require a get, and the Oktanashim Zilitz, or Devashim Zilitz will not require a get, because since the Mashmoyin is Alosh, because Kedushin, so there is a halacha of Dvarim Shebalev, because by Kedushin there is a halacha that he has to give the kesef, He has to give the keser b'teras dushin. He has to keep the keser b'teras dushin. And since in the mashmoyis aloshin at the time when the keser was recovered, so the mashmoyis aloshin was that the keser was given for the dushin of the gdeilos b'teras. So even though he had in mind not the gdeilos b'teras, but the k'tanos b'teras or the gdeilos b'teras, so it's lo shebelev, even dvorim. So the Gdeilos Shebedeilos becomes Mekodeshes. The Gdeilos Shebedeilos becomes Mekodeshes. But we see from the Rambam, we see one thing, that Shemashma Bittis is not a question of determining the intention of the person. But the reason is why Rabbi Yitzchak says, that only Gdeilos Shebedeilos is Asuro, Shemashma Bittis Hagdeilo, Shein Bidneis of Gdeilo Mimeno. Now, with this Rambam, we can. I didn't mention the Kashe against the Ran and the Shimkubetzes and the Mir. Now, according to the explanation I gave of the Ran and the Shimkubetzes and the Mir, so this aloche of Sophic Niziras Lehokel, this aloche of Sophic Niziras Lehokel is based upon Ekzeras Akos. But the Gemara mentions. That's the reason as to why something is erotic. The answer is, as I said at that time, that loy mayu nishnafshel isveike is not a yichochet more. It's exas yichochet. So the xeras akosu. So if there hadn't been xeras akosu of kiyafli, so then even though there is exas yichochet, that loy mayu nishnafshel isveike, but it's not a biogamo. Some may not speak in the eyes of the home. But in view of the fact that there is Ixerasakosov of Ishkiyafri, some may let that Ixerasakosov implies that in the case where there is a Yechochek Tzas, we do not have to be Cheshish Lechumbe, we can be Tigla Dogi. So that means that according to the Mir in the Shinkubetis, the whole din of Loy Ma'ayel in the Shinachim Isreike is not to be overcome. And we still have to resort to a special Xeras HaKosov. Now, where do we have that Xeras HaKosov? That Xeras HaKosov we have in Afloy, in Iziris, in Neder. But, as the Shinkubetzes and Mir explain it, so the term of the Xeras HaKosov, why does the Torah say that Iziris is an exception to the general rule of Sveiki Dereis L'chumre? Because the Torah doesn't approve of Iziris altogether. So it's Xeras HaKosov in Iziris in Idor. Because the Torah doesn't approve of Midorim and Miziris altogether. So Mimele, in any case where there is Ragwaim Lidom, Iktsas Echochet, Likule, so we are Tilin Hoki. But in general, we say Sveiki Dereis L'chumre, even if there is Ragwaim Lidom. Right? So that means that on the basis of Luimahayu, Luimish Tafshli Sveiki, so only by Midorim we can say Likule. But the Gemara applies it to Gdushin. That we don't have that Xeras HaKosov Gabitushin, so that would be a kasha against the Meiri and the Shinkubetzes and the Ran. I mean, the Ran wouldn't be a kasha against the Ran because the Ran doesn't mention that this aloha of Sophic Niziris Lehokel is based upon Xeras HaKosov. So it would be a kasha only against the Shinkubetzes and the Meiri and Rashi. And Rashi here in Idol. But the Gemara, bases it upon the fact that we may only shnash on Misveke, so we had to say that the Xeras HaKosov itself is based upon the Lomayu Nishnash Misveke. But Lomayu Nishnash Misveke is only a Raglaim Lodomo. It's not a Biogomo. So we may let there is a Xeras HaKosov. But since it's not a Biogomo, so it can, the whole aloche of Lomayu Nishnash Misveke can only apply to Midorim, to Mizires. Where we have Xeras HaKosov, it cannot apply to Gdushin, and the Gemara applies this concept of Lumayo Inish Nafshli Sveike, according to Rabbi Yosi, without Gdushin. And that's the reason why Rabbi Yosi says that the only one that is Asur is the Gdelo Shemdelis, or the Tamash Mitanis, in the case where he says Kitash Tez Bitan Fano. That's the Kashi against Rashi and the Shinkubetzes and the Miri. I mean, so it's not a kasha against the Ram, because the Ram we can say the same pshat in the Ram without this point that it's based upon Xeras HaKosov. All right. So now, after taking notice of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, Shemashma bitei hagdelo, Sheim bitnei sabdelo mimeno, Umashma bitei haktano, Sheim bohem ktano mimeno, Eim ktano mimeno. So then we can say, that when the Gemara discusses the Samachalev, the question of Mayel Nishnafshli Sveike, or Loi Mayel Nishnafshli Sveike, so the same expression is used, but it's two different dialects. Many times we find that the Gemara uses the same expression in two different places, but they have two different meanings. That the Karaneiro has the Kashe, how is it that the Gemara here, in discussing the Mishnah of Stam Yidon Lachmir, why doesn't the Gemara say that the machlikes between Stam Yidon Lachmir, the Tani Stam Yidon Lachmir, and Sofet Nizirus Lahokel, why the Gemara assumed that there is a machlikes? Then at the end, the Gemara says that even the Tanya of this Mishnah can agree with the Aloch of Sofet Nizirus Lahokel. And the only one who is chilek and the Din of Stam Yidon Lachmir is Rav Elazar ben Rav Tzodek. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the machlikes Rav Meir and Rav Yitzi? Why doesn't the Gemara mention the machlikes of Rav Meir and Rav Yitzi Ligabi Gdushin? The Gemara bases the machlikes on the question whether Mayel Nishnafshel Sveike or not. So I mean, this is the Karaneiro's Kashe. But it's possible that according to the Rambam, see, the Rambam doesn't say here that it's Lechumre, the way he says Ligabi Gdushin. There he mentions the expression Stam Yidon Lachmir. But here, Gabi Gdushin, he doesn't say that it's Lechumre. So if the Rambam should have been that it's the same concept of Mayelin Ishnafshel Isveike over here as over there, so the Rambam should mention that. And if the Rambam should have been like the Rashbo, now the Rashbo himself has the Kashi, how is it that here we pass from Stam Yidon Lachmir? And over there we pass like Rabbeisi, that only the Gdelo Shem Gdelis is Asur. So the Rashba gives the Teres because over there it's Veike Chomo Mevada. But it's not Mashma from the Rambam that the Rambam agrees with the Rashba. The Rambam doesn't say because it's Lo Mayel Nishnafshel Sveike. He says Mashma Aloshin because Gdelo. So apparently the Rambam held that even though the Gemara Daf Samachalev and the Gemara in Gdush Daf Samadalev uses the same expression, in other words, that Rabbi Yisi holds Loi Mayel Nishnafshel Sveike, and Rabbi Meir holds Mayel Nishnafshel Sveike, but it doesn't have the same meaning. Here, when the Gemara says Mayel Nishnafshel Sveike or not, so it's a question: What does a person mean? The intention of the person. What is the intention of the person? In other words, if the question is whether he meant something that will be besotted, or he meant something that is beyond the shadow of besotted. So if we say, well, my Mishnah is vacay, so we say that he didn't mean that which is besotted. And if we say, my Mishnah is vacay, so then we say,